Hi, everybody. So, I'm getting ready to go to bed. I haven't posted in a while, and I thought I would just talk to you guys for a change. This isn't going to be a sexy time post. I may not even post it to Reddit. I might just put it in my stream, but, So, I thought I would just kind of talk about some of my past experiences. Some of them have been pretty interesting. Back at Thanksgiving, I ended a very, 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 very long drought. I'd been celibate for 6 years. Since my last relationship ended. And I was horny. So I answered an ad on Craigslist. And met a very lovely man. And had some... Well, you can imagine after 6 years of no sex, it was some pretty mind-blowing sex. And it really is like riding a bike. Don't forget how to do it. It felt so good to have a man inside me again. But for various reasons, we were not going to see each other again. So I answered another ad. And this one was the best sex I've ever had in my life, and I've had a lot of sex with a lot of men, and this guy was amazing. He had been celibate for 2 years, and I've been celibate for 6 years, so there was a lot of hunger. And need, and we met at a bar, because, you know, when you answer a Craigslist ad, it's pretty smart to meet in public first. And so, we met at a bar, and there was just instant chemistry. I found him to be quite amusing and entertaining and so brilliant. He's very smart. He had been in the military, the Navy, and had deferred college. And so he was back in school and working full-time and going to school full-time. And he said he didn't really have time to date or have a relationship, but, you know, people have needs. So anyway, I'm rambling, I'm sorry. So after we met at the bar, we went to a hotel because I don't bring people back to my house and he lives with family. So we went to a hotel and it was so incredible and amazing and hot and passionate. And he pinned me to the bed. He has very strong, very rough, calloused working man's hands. And at one point, he held my wrists down on the bed and put his forearm against my neck. Not really choking me, just applying force. And he was fucking me. Just pounding his cock inside of me and holding me down so forcefully, and just that total lack of control for me was just amazingly freeing. I loved that sensation. And he came in me, and it was wonderful. And then after we laid and talked and giggled and got to know each other a little more, he was ready to go again. And this time he wanted me on top, so I rode him and just ground my clit against his pubic bone and just touching him and feeling him inside me and looking at his eyes as they rolled back in his head. And I thrust his hips and forced his cock deeper and deeper and deeper inside of me. And my tits were just bouncing all over. I held him down. Of course, he could have easily wrestled me away, but he let me hold him down. And I came so hard riding on him. And he came so hard. And it was so delicious. It's the best sex I've ever had. And I haven't seen him again. Various things got in the way, and eventually one day I'll fuck him again, but until then I have that wonderfully delicious memory. And after him, I met another guy through Craigslist. He was wonderful too. He was originally from England, but has lived in the States for about 10 years, and he lives in California. But he was here in Georgia for work, and he had posted on Craigslist, and I answered, and we met and had a fantastic night. And we still email, but, you know, other side of the country. A lot of you Gone Wild Audio people know a lot about long distance connections. So anyway, I'm just rambling. I'm sorry to have wasted your time. I hope if you choose to listen to this, you'll enjoy it or not. But either way, let me know what you think. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.